From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Our lead story, President Bush and Iraq. The president today has delivered the final in a series of four speeches on U.S. involvement in that country. He's been outlining what the White House calls its strategy for victory in Iraq, which holds parliamentary elections tomorrow. The president began on familiar territory, citing the terrorist attacks of 9/11.
We saw the future that terrorists intend for our nation on that fateful morning of September the 11th, 2001. That day we learned that vast oceans and friendly neighbors are no longer enough to protect us. September the 11th changed our country. It changed the policy of our government. We adopted a new strategy to protect the American people. We would hunt down the terrorists wherever they hide. We would make no distinction between the terrorists and those who harbor them. And we would advance our security at home by advancing freedom in the Middle East.
That's President Bush speaking this morning at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. We're going to go in a moment to White House correspondent Don Gagne. Later we'll talk to a foreign policy expert. But first, I want you to hear some more of what the president had to say today. He revisited the rationale for invading Iraq. He cited Saddam Hussein's invasion of neighboring country and Hussein's refusal to comply with UN resolutions.
Saddam Hussein could have avoided war by complying with the just demands of the international community. The United States did not choose war. The choice was Saddam Hussein's.
But the president did acknowledge that the main reason for invading Iraq, which was Saddam Hussein's alleged possession of weapons of mass destruction, turned out to be wrong. He said it was due to faulty intelligence.
As president, I'm responsible for the decision to go into Iraq. And I'm also responsible for fixing what went wrong by reforming our intelligence capabilities. And we're doing just that. At the same time, we must remember that an investigation after the war by Chief Weapons Inspector Charles Dolfer found that Saddam was using the UN Oil for Food program to influence countries and companies in an effort to undermine sanctions with the intent of restarting his weapons programs once the sanctions collapsed and the world looked the other way. Given Saddam's history and the lessons of September the 11th, my decision to remove Saddam Hussein was the right decision.
That's President Bush speaking today at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington, D.C.